אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 198.
We are reading in the writings of Baal Sulam, page 198 in the Hebrew edition, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're starting from item 166.
Yeah, maybe we'll go one before.
We'll start with 165. Thus the four worlds, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, begin from the place below Tabo of Ak and end above the point of this world. This is because the five partsufim of the world of Atzilut begin from the place below Tabo of Ak and end above the Parsa. And from the Parsa down to this world stand the three worlds Abia. This is the permanent state of the worlds Ak and Abia, and there will never be any diminution in them. It has already been explained that in that state there is only the state of Vak without Erosh in all the Partsufim and the worlds. This is so because even in the first three Partsufim of Atzilut, in whose Roshim, plural of Rosh, there is Gar, they are still not imparted from their Peh down. And all the Gufim, plural of Guf, are Vak without a Rosh, and all the more so in the Partsufim of Bia, and even the Partsufim of Ak, with respect to their surroundings, are regarded as lacking Gal.
See item 32.
Keep going. I don't see any questions. Yeah.
What is that state where only Vak without a head? What does that mean, Vak without Rosh?
Without Go.
Yeah, how could that be?
Because they're below Tabu and above Tabu, and below Tabu and above the Parsa, and they're lacking vessels in order to be in the lights that belong to the Go.
We simply talked about the fact that the Rosh is a place where you make the calculation.
That's also true. But here we're not talking about whether they're calculating or not. Here we're talking about vessels. So if you have a lack of vessels, there are no lights in the goof, and according to that,
so
Vak is a state where there are no lights?
When there are lights of Vak, there aren't the lights that are revealed in the Rosh, but only in the Guf. Okay, I'll read it. Thus, the four worlds, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, begin from the place below Tabu Rav Ak and end above the point of this world. This is because the five Partsufim of the world of Atzilut begin from the place below Tabu Rav Ak and end above the Parsa. And from Parsa down to this world stand the three worlds of Bia. This is the permanent state of the worlds Ak and Abia. That Ak is until the Tabur, and below the Tabur, Atzilut begins from Tabur to the Parsa, and below the Parsa, the world Bria Yetzira Asiya, and there will never be any diminution in them. Until here, is that clear? Ask, please.
What is
it that will not see any diminution in them? What is he trying to say?
It can't be less than that. They can't go below their place.
H10.
H10.
כן, תודה רב.
Yes, thank you, Rav. I remember there's 10 sefirot that are divided to Gar and Zat, the upper three and the lower seven. Gar is Keter Chochma Bina, Zat is the rest of the sefirot. When the Gar are connected, I remember you once said that it's like those circles, and until the point of this world where the Gar, the first three lines are connected to those circles, and then all of a sudden it doesn't happen, and then it's called Vak without Rosh, where there's no connection between the circles and what's in the Kli.
I don't understand what he's saying. Can somebody explain to me? I don't know what drawing I had.
Okay, the first three sefirot that are gar are connected to the circles, and zat are not connected to the surrounding lights.
Yeah.
And so it's like the vak without rosh, meaning there's no connection between Gar and Zat. The lights that enter through Gar of the Rosh don't enter the vessels. Is that what it means? Vak without Rosh? Maybe I'm describing it incorrectly.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm not incorporated in your drawing. We have Keter Chochma Bina, that's called the Gar of a degree, and the seven lower Sfirot are the Zat of the degree, and what do you want to tell us about that?
I want to understand what is Vak without a Rosh. What is Vak without a Rosh?
Vak means Vav Ktsavot, six edges. That from Zeranpin and below, Chesed Gvura, Tiferet Od Yesod, and then Malchut, right? Those are the seven bottom Sfirot. They are called Vak.
Why don't they have a Rosh?
They don't have a Rosh because they're lacking lights of the Gar.
Meaning they don't make correct calculation to receive light, or they have no calculation at all.
They cannot receive those lights, Keter Chochma Bina, in order to bestow. They don't have vessels for this.
Allah.
Next.
Michael, Allah.
Michael, keep going.
166. Hence, overall, there are three ascents to complete the worlds in the three levels Neshama Chaya Yechida, which they lack. These ascents depend on the lower one's raising of man. The first ascent is when the lower ones raise man from coarseness of phase two. At that time, the Achap of the level of Bina and Neshama, with respect to the ten Sfirot of the second kind, are sorted from the illumination of the dot of Shuruk. These Mochin shine to the Zat and the Gufim. As well, like in the Partsufim of Ak, when the full quantity that exists in the ten Sfirot, in the Roshim of the Partsufim of Ak, traverses and spreads to the Gufim as well.
What isn't clear, please?
Ken.
Yep.
What
does it mean to raise man from the courses of phase two?
Simply raise man from that coarseness. And then according to that, you draw the lights from above that expands in those vessels and cleanses them, corrects them, and fills them.
And why Shorosh and Aleph are not considered here as a raising of a man that raises the worlds?
What's he writing? It says that there are three ascents to complete the worlds in three levels. When the lower ones raise man from the coarseness of phase two, we have 2, 3, and 4 degrees that we need to complete.
Correct. So what's happening with Shosh and Aleph, 0 and Root and 1?
It's already there.
It's already there, and
they already exist.
Nefesh Ruach
is already in them.
In the world. But in the Neshamot, they're not there when we start. We don't have Shosh even.
Don't connect us to this. It doesn't belong to us.
Okay.
What's
not clear is what's the difference between when a soul begins to rise, a Kabbalist begins to rise, and when the world begins to rise?
I'm not speaking in such a way. I'm sorry. It's not written anywhere. We don't learn like that.
It says that the lower ones raise man.
Yeah? A deficiency that the lower ones raise, the lower ones meaning the souls that are already in those worlds, that they cause those worlds to start rising.
Oh, now I got it.
Again.
Yeah?
Man ze chisaron, nachon?
Man is a deficiency, right?
Yes.
Where do those deficiencies come from that we raise? Where from?
Where do they take a deficiency from?
Yes.
It awakens in them from the records.
Yeah, but it looks like this deficiency comes from a place that does not belong to the Parzuf, a place lower than it, below it.
That's from the shattering.
From the shattering, we have the deficiencies, and then we raise them.
Yep.
Yeah.
What does he want to say, that the mochin shine to the zat and the gufim, as well like in the Parzufim of Ak, when the full quantity that exists in the 10 sefirot in the Roshim of Potsofim of Ak and traverses and spreads to the Gufim.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
That everything that's in the Rosh expands to the Guf. Same thing here. If they perform a coupling by striking and draw the lights, so from the Rosh, it comes down to the Guf.
Meaning the rising of man causes a zivug and then the light expands.
Yes.
But what does it mean that it expands only from coarseness of phase two? If it expands to the whole body, the whole goof.
So,
what about coarseness 3 and 4?
Of course it expands. Let him explain onward.
No, but if phase 2 expands throughout the entire body,
yeah.
Is there room for phase 3 and 4 to bestow here?
Yeah.
How come?
What do you mean, how come? Because it's vessels that weren't corrected yet.
Nefesh Ruach,
the vessels of Root and 1.
So phase 2 seemingly covers the rest of the body, he says.
Yeah.
So where's 3 and 4? Where do 3 and 4 have room to do anything here?
Okay, we're talking. We'll read it. There's actually no place for the lights of Chaya and Yechida, only Naran. We'll read it soon. Okay. Next.
There are questions in the world clear.
No, beseder. New York 3.
Okay. New York 3.
Rob, if I remember, we were introduced to Gar and Zat after the mixing of Bina and Malchut under the Tabor. That was after the second restriction. So now he's talking about Gar that was in Ak. So why is he telling us about that now? And we didn't learn about that split in Ak.
I don't
understand the question. Why is he not telling us about it here? I don't know. Let's see what happens next. Then you'll see.
Киев 1.
Да, дорогой раб, а что такое, что миры поднимаются вообще?
What does it mean that the worlds rise, are rising? One, does it happen within the framework of one world or more? How to imagine it correctly, the rising of the worlds?
Part of the worlds are above on a higher degree and part are below on a lower degree. When they connect, it turns out that they raise their parts.
No, PT-19.
Okay,
PT-19. He says here that the first ascent is when the lower ones raise man from the coarseness of phase two, and then the hop of the level of Bina and Neshama. Is there a man here? Who raises man?
The souls.
What do you mean the souls?
The souls that are below, and they want to rise upward. And from their prayer, from their deficiency, they raise the worlds to a higher degree.
Raising man?
Yep. They raise man. That's it.
167. Turns out that when these mochin traverse the partsufim of Atzilut, each of the five partsufim of Atzilut receives mochin of Bina and Neshama, called mochin of Sag, which illuminate Ga to their partsufim, as well as in Ak. Hence, it is then considered that they grow and rise and clothe the partsufim of Ak to the extent of the mochin that they received. Achieved. Sorry.
Again,
167. It turns out that when these mochin traverse the partsufim of Atzilut, each of the five partsufim of Atzilut receives mochin of Bina and Neshama, called mochin of Sag, which illuminate Gar to their partsufim, as well as in Ak. Hence, it is considered that they grow and rise and clothe the partsufim of Ak to the extent of the mochin that they achieved.
Beseder.
Okay.
Ken.
Yeah.
Rav, ma kesher?
What's the connection between the partsufim of Ak and the partsufim of Atzilut? Are they connected somehow?
The partsufim of Ak are the upper ones compared to the partsufim of Atzilut. The partsufim of Ak are all above the Tabu.
My question is, I'm getting confused, but the first partsuf of Ak and the first partsuf of the worlds of Bia.
Above Tabu, there are five partsufim of Ak. From Tabu to the Parsa, five partsufim of Atzilut. From Parsa and below, there are five partsufim of the worlds of Bia. What do you want to ask?
And now that they rose to the Potsufim of Ak, these words of Bia rose to the Potsufim of Ak that we learned about in the very beginning, right?
Well, I want to hear what.
I'm trying to understand if there is a connection here, like fathers and sons, or there's a continuity here.
Why do you need to confuse yourself? Learn what's written here.
So what happened here in this paragraph?
He's explaining what I just told you. We have Ak and Abia, and where they stand. Ak is above the Tabur, and from Tabur to the Parsa Atzilut, and from Parsa and below, the worlds of Bia.
And now that the Gar of the worlds of Bia was completed, they rose to Patsufim of Ak?
I don't know, let's see.
168?
Go ahead.
168. Thus, when Parzuf Atik of Atzilut obtained these Mochin of Bina, it rises and clothes Parzuf Bina of Ak, opposite the level of Sag, of Parzuf Galgalta of Ak, from which it receives its state of Neshama of Yechida of Ak, which shines from his Zat to. When the Mochin come to Parzuf Arich Anpin of Atzilut, it ascends and clothes the Rosh of Atik of the constant state, opposite the level of Sag, of Parzuf Ab of Ak, from which it receives the state of Neshama of Chaya of Ak, which shines from its Zat. When the Mochin come to Parzuf Abba Ve'ima of Atzilut, it ascends and clothes the constant Gar of Arich Anpin, opposite the level of Bina of Sag of Ak, from which it receives the state of Neshama of Neshama of Ak, which shines to their Zat too. And when these Mochin come to Yishsut and Zon of Atzilut, they ascend and clothe the constant Abba Ve'ima, opposite the level of Bina, of Parzuf Ma and Bon of Ak, from which they receive the state of Neshama of Nefesh Ruach of Ak. Then, the Naran of the righteous receive the Mochin of Neshama of Atzilut. When the Mochin come to the Parzufim of the world of Bria, the world of Bria ascends and clothes Nukva of Atzilut, from which it receives the state of Nefesh of Atzilut. And when the Mochin come to the world of Yetzira, it ascends and clothes the constant world of Bria, from which it receives the state of Neshama and Gar of Bria. When the Mochin come to the world of Asiya, it ascends and clothes the world of Yetzira, from which it receives the state of Mochin of Vak and Yetzira. Thus, we have explained the first ascent that each Parzuf in Abia obtained by the Man of Phase 2, which the lower one raised.
Meaning, this is only one phase that raises Man, the first ascent. Second ascent, 169.
169. The second ascent occurs when the lower one raises man from the coarseness phase 3. At that time, the achap of the level of chokhmah and chaya are sorted with respect to the completion of the second kind of ten sefirot. These mochin shine for the zat and the Gufim too, as in the Parzufim of Ak. And when the Mochin pass through the Parzufim Abia, each Parzuf rises and grows through them according to the Mochin it had attained.
You have a general understanding here? We'll go over it again soon. We're going to repeat it shortly. Let's keep reading, nevertheless.
170. Thus, when the Mochin came to Partzuf Atik of Atzilut, it ascended and clothed the gar of Partzuf Chochma of Ak, called Ab of Ak, opposite the level of Ab, of Galgalta of Ak, from which it receives the light of Chaya of Yechida. When the Mochin reach Partzuf Arich Anpin of Atzilut, it rises and clothes Gar of Sag of Ak, opposite the level of Ab, of Partzuf Ab of Ak, from which it receives the light of Chaya of Chaya of Ak. When the Mochin reach the Partzufim of Abba Ve'ima of Atzilut, they rise and clothe the constant Gal of Atik opposite the level of Ab of Partzuf Sag of Ak, from which they receive the light of Chayav Neshama of Ak, which shines from the Zat and the Gufim as well. When the Mochin reach Yishut of Atzilut, they rise and clothe the constant Gar of Arich Anpin opposite the level of Ab of Ma of Ak, from which they receive the light of Chaya of Ma of Ak. When the Mochin reach Zon of Atzilut, they rise to Gar of Abba Ve'ima, opposite the level of Ab, of Bon, of Ak, from which they receive the light of Chaya, of Bon, of Ak. Also, they receive the souls of the righteous from Zon. When the Mochin reach the world of Bria, it rises and clothes Zer Anpin of Atzilut, from which it receives the state of Ruach of Atzilut. When the Mochin reach the world of Yetzira, Yetzira ascends and clothes Nukva of Atzilut and receives from it the light of Nefesh of Atzilut. When the Mochin reach the world of Asiya, it rises and clothes the world of Bria and receives from it the state of Gar and Neshama of Bria. At that time, the world of Asiya is completed with the full Naran of Bia. Thus we have explained the second ascent of each Partzuf of the Partzufim Abia that ascended and grew by the Man of Phase 3, which Naran of the Righteous raised.
Okay. This is a general explanation. The matter of the rising of the ascent of the worlds. Third ascent, yeah?
171. The third ascent is when the lower ones raise man from coarseness of phase 4. At that time, the achap of the level of keter of yechida are sorted with respect to the completion of the second kind of ten sfirot. These mochin shine to the zat and their gufim too, as in the partzufim of ak. When these mochin traverse the partzufim abia, each Partzuf rises, grows, and clothes its upper one according to the measure of that Mochin.
Yes, that's the way it is.
Ma Oren.
Mat Oren.
There are two kinds of ways to complete ten sefirot. The first kind starts in the Partsufim of Atzilut. And there we learned that the lower one, by annulling to the upper one and incorporating in it, so in the place of the upper one, he as if learns from him, gets an example what it means to complete ten sefirot, and that's the first type, that the upper one shows him how to complete himself in ten sefirot. Afterwards will come the second type of completion to ten sefirot, when the lower one goes back to its place and teaches and does what the upper one teaches him. Is that right?
Yeah.
Why is the second type, it can't take place in Atzilut, but can only take place after the Potsuvim of Atzilut came out in smallness, the first Adam will be born, will be broken, and then the man will come for the lower ones, and only then the lower one will be able to do what the upper one taught him in the Potsuvim of Atzilut. What's added in this whole process that lets that completion happen, what the upper one taught him?
Raising of man from the souls. That's what's added. Partsufim, olamot, that's something different. The souls are something different.
What's different?
The souls are the created beings who feel what's happening to them. Who's causing them all of that? Who's expecting anything from them? Meaning they have an internal connection with the Creator. And the worlds are just vessels. It's like still vegetative and animate.
Ken.
We see that the Naran of the righteous raise man according to a certain order.
Yes.
Why is it like that?
What do you mean, like that? It's always from the lightest to the heaviest. All the corrections.
Who else? Somewhere in the process, I missed the birth of the soul. Can you explain how, in general?
We'll have to read about it again. It's not only you. It went over everyone's heads.
Okay.
You're not going to go any further. You want to ask deeper things, but we're not ready for it. Third part of the lesson.